joining me from Austin, Texas, from the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Trade Show are Nick and Becca Enan. They hail from North Central South Dakota, particularly in that Aberdeen area. And this year, you guys get to represent South Dakota Farm Bureau in the Excellence in Agriculture competition. And so, Nick, Becca, whoever wants to start, tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to get involved and compete.
Well, up to this point, we've had so many opportunities with Farm Bureau. If it's been through the Young Farmers and Ranchers program, if it's been through the county level, we've had just a lot of opportunities. And this was kind of the next step as we wanted to kind of move more towards the national platform or program. And we decided to go down the Excellence in Ag competition. And so far, it's been a really great experience.
And Becca, if you can expand off of that, give me your thoughts on the situation and make light of what you guys are featuring in the competition.
Well, the competition's actually pretty hard because as Midwesterners, we're not great about bragging about ourselves. And that's 100% of what this competition is just telling them everything that you have been involved in and what you have done, whether it's community or Farm Bureau. But we each had our own issues that in ag that we really focused on. And mine was education about ag, especially to young consumers. Just seeing the disconnect between producers and the young consumers was something that I feel is, I mean, even in the rural area of South Dakota, there's so many kids that just do not know where their own food comes from, and it's just something we need to get out there and tell our story so they're not afraid of their food.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing to help tell that story?
We have a great county level that we get to go in, especially we've done like the Redfield schools, but I, with the women's leadership team, I've got to go to Sioux Falls, to the Washington Pavilion, and do Ag Day. I've gone out to Stock Show in Rapid City, and we do education with the kids. We have schools just come in and circle. We've done farm safety days. We've done Ag in the Classroom. I mean, honestly, anything to get our foot in the door, and all the communities have been so supportive so far. I mean, even in Redfield, we're involved. The library always lets us come and do a cookout with them at their summer kickoff, and it's just another platform for us to get our name out there and get some information out there.
And so, Nick, what do you bring to the table? What has been your involvement in the whole process?
So part of the Excellence in Ag competition is it's if a majority of your income comes from off-farm, from a day job, career, whatever it may be, that's part of this Excellence in Ag as one of the categories. So I'm currently a pioneer field agronomist, so that's kind of part of the project that I worked on quite a bit. Then I also brought up some different issues that, you know, we talked about during the whole application process, and that is we just want to make sure or bring awareness to how challenging it can be to get started as a young producer, and that there's a lot of tools out there that producers can grasp onto. And be honest, with our Farm Bureau experience, it's helped on our own operation, many other operations. There's so much education that goes into it, and Farm Bureau has been an absolute critical part in that, playing that role. So, been very beneficial.
And the final question I have for both of you is, if there's one thing that's really helped you grow or that you've learned from this entire process, so what would that be?
From this entire process, you know, honestly, it's just to be proud of what we've done so far. That's the biggest thing, and it's so amazing to watch our whole Farm Bureau family just circle around us. But something that we've learned is just to be proud of our foundation and what we've grown, and to just go, I mean, it sounds so cliche, but to go for your dreams. I mean, even in farming and agriculture, and this is something we never thought we'd be doing. And so it's just been a wonderful experience, and it's really helped us to grow together.
Yes. And Nick, can you expand off of that?
Yeah, I absolutely can. The most interesting part of this whole process to me was when we do the application, you've got to go down and you've got to basically year by year write down what you've done in your career, if in Farm Bureau, FFA, whatever it may be in ag. And it's amazing to look at all the opportunities we've had within Farm Bureau within the last 8 or 9 years. And it's just want to make everybody aware that if it's something you want to get involved with, there is so many opportunities. And it was kind of humbling to look at all the things that, even from South Dakota, how many options we had and how many things we've been able to be a part of. So it's truly been a blessing to us.
We've been talking with Nick and Becca Enan. They are representing South Dakota Farm Bureau in this year's Excellence in Agriculture competition.